You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We're back talking with Dr. Gilbert Jones. He is one of Canada's most published medical doctors. He's got a medical column that's in 70 Canadian newspapers. Dr. Jones, you're talking before about the effects of cholesterol, and you were saying that there's an alternative to that, the cholesterol-lowering drugs. Do these drugs, beta blockers, is what we're talking about here, is that correct?
No, we're not talking about beta blockers. We're talking about cholesterol-lowering drugs.
Okay. So are beta blockers now, they work with the heart as well. What are the issues with them?
Well, that's an entirely different story because it really doesn't relate to what we're talking about today in the sense that that is will lower blood pressure and that sort of thing. But what we're talking about here is a situation where vitamin C and lysine in high doses can literally work like Drano. You know, if you've got a plug sink, putting some Drano down will quickly relieve it in normal circumstances. But the point that has to be driven home with vitamin C and lysine is it does work that way. It's a long standing deal. If you either decide to say I'm going to do this for the rest of your life, because you'll never make vitamin C and lysine, never. And without vitamin C and lysine, the cholesterol plaques occur in the coronary arteries and elsewhere in the body. Because remember, you can't take to a vitamin C pill after you swallow it, just go to my coronary arteries. There are 60,000 miles, if you dissect the human body, there are 60,000 miles of arteries present that were stretched twice around the world. So you're not only benefiting the coronary artery, you're benefiting the entire cardiovascular system. And so that's one important message you have to get through. You're wasting your money if you're going to take Medi-C Plus and take it for a month or two and then quit. Save your money and buy yourself a good meal somewhere. So it's a long-term process. And what we are seeing is all people are living in what is called a generalized ascorbic acid deficiency disease syndrome, where year after year, you're not manufacturing enough, you can't manufacture enough vitamin C because you can't manufacture any of it, but you're not taking in enough vitamin C in your food to really do the trick. As Linus Pauling used to say, it's the dosage, it is the dosage. You only need 10 milligrams of vitamin C to prevent scurvy, and the medical profession says all we need is about 60 milligrams of vitamin C to remain healthy, but they forget to have a normal cardiovascular system free of these atherosclerotic plaques, you need several thousand. And when you're taking Medi-C Plus, if you take three scoops a day, you're getting 6,000 milligrams of vitamin C and 3,900 milligrams of lysine. And that is the dosage if you have had a heart attack, if you have a family history of heart disease, or diabetes, or vastly overweight. If you haven't had a heart attack or any of these other problems, then one scoop twice a day is sufficient. But you must take it intermittently because it's water-soluble, vitamin C is a water-soluble vitamin. And so that when you urinate, you are losing vitamin C during the course of the day. That's why you have to take it at twice a day or three times a day.
And Dr. Gilbert Jones, tell us a little bit about what happens when we're taking the plaque out. Or is the blood pressure getting lowered as well at that point?
Sorry, I missed that question.
Would we have a lowering of blood pressure if we were taking the plaque out of the arteries?
No. There would be no lowering of blood pressure. In fact, what would happen when you have a lot of atherosclerosis, or which we call hardening of the arteries, the heart has to pump harder because the space that it's driving that blood through is a smaller diameter. Over a period of time, when you're taking high doses of vitamin C and lysine, the arterial wall becomes more rubbery, so the heart has to function less strenuously, and your blood pressure will drop somewhat. Mm. So it's but once again, that doesn't happen over a few weeks. weeks or a few months. This is you can see the changes. You can see the changes in the arterial wall in about 6 months' time. And then with each passing month and year, of course, the situation improves.
Tell me about some of the people that have used vitamin C and lysine. What have you heard from people that have used this, and have they noticed a difference?
Well, you don't notice a difference, because most of the people have started taking this just in the last few years, or even more recently than that. In other words, this has not been a popular issue at all. People have been using cholesterol-lowering drugs for years and years and years, which are more expensive. We feel they don't work as well, and with all these unintended consequences. So that it's only been in the last year and a half to 2 years that Medi-C Plus has been available. So we don't have a long-term history with it as yet. And people will never come back and say to you, look, I feel more energetic, I feel more jump in my step. That won't happen. What will happen is that if you have a good optometrist or ophthalmologist, and he can look in your retina, he will see these changes occurring within about 6 months. And since the head is connected to the body, of course, what's going on in the retinal arteries, which is the only part of the body where you literally can see arteries and veins, what is going on in the retinal arteries is also going on in the coronary arteries and all the other arteries that I mentioned to you earlier. But it's not a quick fix to get more energy. It's a slow fix to make sure that your arteries are free of atherosclerotic plaque, and that means much decreased risk of getting coronary attack.
Let's talk about triglycerides. What are triglycerides, and what is their relationship to heart disease?
Triglycerides are another fatty substance, and the higher your triglycerides, the greater the risk of a heart attack. It's one indicator that the doctor looks at and looks at the total picture. In other words, he'll look at your total cholesterol level, then he'll look at your good cholesterol, the HDL, and then he'll look at your bad cholesterol, the LDL, the low-density lipoproteins, and he'll also look at your triglycerides. And then we'll reach an opinion that you either are in a good category or a bad category. The point is, unfortunately, that it really, in many ways, doesn't matter what your cholesterol levels are. If you have open arteries by taking high doses of vitamin C and lysine, what your cholesterol level is really is of secondary importance. I don't get my cholesterol levels done anymore, because by taking high doses of vitamin C and lysine, I know my arteries will be open, and the cholesterol level is of secondary value.
Now, Dr. Jones, what do you? How would you define a healthy person, and what should people do on a regular basis?
Right. Well, I think a healthy person is one really today, in 2015, who hasn't been seen by enough doctors and who hasn't had enough tests done. I'm being a little facetious, of course, but people have become so obsessed with their body that it's awfully hard to find a really well person these days. I think they would be better advised to try and concentrate less on that matter and lead a good lifestyle. You know, Pogo, the cartoon character, used to say, "We've identified the enemy, and the enemy is us." You know, the enemy is us in that we are eating too much and becoming obese. We're developing type 2 diabetes, and then we're developing a heart attack. There's Gifford Jones' law that says one bad thing leads to another bad thing and leads to another bad thing. And there's no better example these days than obesity leading to type 2 diabetes, which leads to a heart attack. We are really the victims of our own lifestyle. And unfortunately, it's going to be a tremendous problem for our healthcare system. These chronic diseases are leading to many, many complications that are expensive, and require, you know, coronary bypass surgery, require hip replacements and so forth, which are exceedingly expensive for our for the number of dollars we have to go around. So we've got to have a look after ourselves more and more and trying to decrease the cost of health care.
Dr. Gifford Jones, you know, you must have had some things that were going on in your life that led you to the point where you had to, you know, that you were suffering from a heart attack. Was that a lifestyle issue?
No, I've never been overweight. I've been active. Mine was, I'm sure, due to a hereditary. My mother had heart problems, and I think I just at 74 years of age, it was time for me to get into trouble. I've tried to lead an active lifestyle, and I think if more people, you know, got off the couch and stopped smoking and exercised more and tried to eat, and I think one of the most important things, most important instruments in the world today is not the MRI or the CT scan, it's the bathroom scale. You know, if more people would step on the bathroom scale every day, you wouldn't have them coming into your office and say, "My gosh, you know, I've suddenly gained 30 or 40 pounds." I've had patients say to me, "Oh, I know, I never step on the bathroom scale because I know when my clothes are getting tighter." Well, by the time their clothes are tighter, you can bet they've gained another 25 pounds. And go to the bathroom scale, which doesn't lie.
You were talking a fair bit about heart disease. What are and you're talking about lysine and vitamin C. Are there any other supplements you recommend for helping with heart?
Yes, for those who are taking cholesterol lowering drugs, they should take coenzyme Q10, maybe about 100 milligrams a day. I think it's important to take vitamin E. Vitamin E has been given a bad rap over the years. There were some studies that came out saying that vitamin E was associated with increased risk of heart attack. I think that's absolutely nonsense, because vitamin C increases the oxygen-carrying capacity of the blood, bringing more oxygenated blood to all of your organs. So I take 200 to 400 international units of vitamin E a day. I think those who are over the age of 50 and who have a family history of cardiovascular disease should talk with their family doctor about the advantages of a baby aspirin, 81 milligram baby aspirin, which also helps to keep the blood more slippery and less likely to form a blood clot. So all those things are, omega-3 fatty acids is good to have in the diet. And to stay away from packaged foods, which have so much omega-6 fatty acids in there, they're the bad kind. So the more you can get back to nature and get away from packaged foods, all the better.
Dr. Gifford Jones, we only have a couple minutes left. I'm wondering if you can sum up, you know, what you've been talking about today for people that maybe just popped into the interview.
Well, I think one of the most important things is go to your health food store. Medici Plus is in your health food store with a lot of other healthy ingredients. The thing I've tried to get across to people in the last couple of years is that when you go to a health food store, you're not going to lose your life. You do not get into trouble that way. But if you take prescription medication, every year 100,000 people die of prescription medication, and another 700,000 go to the emergency because of complications due to prescription medication. So I don't mean to say that all prescription medication is bad. What I'm saying is that if you do have a problem that can be rectified by a natural remedy, all to the better, and then if it doesn't work, then go to prescription medication. So that I'd love to get that message through to your listeners.
Dr. Gifford Jones, thanks for coming on the show. It's been great having you.
Well, it's my pleasure. Many thanks for asking me. Have a great day.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the ketogenic diet.